Louise Kentlin on Today FM.
Today FM, playing the music you love. Now it is time to talk about our Irish track of the week. It's always a joy to celebrate Irish music on this show. And it comes from our Gorda Gael in Kneecap. It is Kneecap's brilliant Irish goodbye. And here to chat a little bit about it is Mowgli Bop. Mowgli Bop, Gormila Mahagatanam.
Hello, Gormagat, Konstasius.
Comwid, Erbish, Gwiltu Lin, Kamera, Kohortkus, Murmiltoch, top of the Irish charts, top of the UK album charts, recording videos of acceptance in a bath. It's all happening for you.
Acceptance in a bath, Gormagat. Yeah, I'm a Jan Sasta. It's true, Kalmud, Michael McShickish, but I'll take it.
The reason you're on the show is to talk about an Irish goodbye, and it's a really personal song. It's a little bit different, I think, to anything we've heard from Kneecap maybe in the past. We know that you lost your mom, Aoife Éireann, to suicide 6 years ago. Your dad, Garóda Carlón, as well, a mighty man, Cúpla Bliain Ó Shin. And is it true that this was all sparked watching a documentary your brother sent to you?
Yeah, I mean, so we were in the studio and somebody sent us like a documentary from, I think it was 1997 maybe, Nervi Maher, he's at Uachtaran, or Conor na Gaeilge. So it was the first time I've seen like us as a family in a video, because we didn't really have, we were more of a photo type family. So the first time seeing us in a video, and I think it just kind of sparked some memories in my head. And then that's kind of what inspired the song, really.
What was it like watching those clips back?
I don't know, I think because we're of that generation where some families had videos and some didn't. And we were of the type we didn't have videos. So just watching us for the first time and like just a normal setting and seeing my man, like, so was happy and stuff, had an influence on me. Especially when someone dies, like in that manner, in that context, you kind of forget all like the small kind of happy moments that you had with the person. So I suppose that video just kind of ignited like some memories that I had in my head. And then I went to Dan Carey and had the idea for a song, and I was able to put the track together, and I wrote the song in the studio with Dan, and Dan produced it.
It's absolutely gorgeous, and I think it celebrates those simple moments, which anyone who's experienced grief, I think they're the ones that can hit you on a random Tuesday and you just, you miss the walk or the cup of coffee in the kitchen, whatever it is. This isn't the first track you wrote about your mom though.
Yeah, so I wrote the Mom, it was called. So I wrote that she was still here when I wrote that, because I kind of wrote that song. She was a bit sick, like feeling down, whatever. So I wrote that track at the time to kind of, you know, make her, I suppose, to see how valuable she was, or how much she was appreciated. But unfortunately, she never got to hear that song. So that's when the first one came. And this song was 6 years later. It's kind of the first time I was able to maybe process the death, because I suppose it can take a long time. Or you're not going to take, it can take forever for some people.
I'm really sorry that you never got to hear that first track. I've seen you perform it live, and it's a special one. It features the Limerick poet Dirt Davis on that track as well. Did it feel like a release putting this song on paper?
Yeah, it definitely felt like, you know, maybe one step further in the process and the death. I think it's just like any death, I suppose, it takes us a long time to actually get to the stage where you're kind of, you feel like happy memories when you think back. So it definitely was a cool, like, a nice step in that process. And it was nice as well just to see other people, like, to see it resonate with other people, because especially a death like that, like, as in that context, it can be hard for people to talk about. So I think that was a nice, like, it was nice for me to see that other people kind of feel the same.
Your mom was a brilliant musician. Traditional Irish music was a big thing for you. Talk to us a bit about your love of a concertine.
Constantine, yeah. I mean, I suppose Constantine was just a constant drone in the house. It was my mom. I think that was her happy place. So anytime she's playing a Constantine, she was always happy. So I think that's why when she was happy, I was happy. So that's why it kind of has a special place for me and traditional music in general. I mean, although she did have to force me to play the flute, to practice every day, because I was more into playing hurling. And when I did practice, I'd always practice too fast, and she would scream from the kitchen saying, "Nice fatherly," tell me to go slower because I'd be going too fast for her. She never liked fast trad tunes.
Go away.
No, she was more into the slow and taking her time.
Yeah. Cain tune of you keg there in the
hee. Oh, what level? So I can be repertoire so you can watch him, but like if it's to be lower, she had a big massive book of just like Sligo tunes and whatever, and she would just play for hours basically.
Class.
She plays a lot. I wouldn't know which tune is which because she just played for that long.
Unbelievable. Was she a fan of rap at all?
She did. I think she did hear one of, like, she heard one of the songs. I think it goes Get Your Brits Out. I think she listened to it. She listened to it and she was like, it's a pretty funny song. I can remember saying that. That was quite funny.
Unreal. A flute playing hurler. Combination of dreams. Anyway, I wanted to mention, because for the week that's in it, you are Irish Track of the Week with Irish Goodbye. May is also Mental Health Awareness Month. And I think, look, we've spoken about it already, but the single explores that complicated grief that can come with death by suicide. You've spoken really openly about the importance of therapy in your life. For anyone that's going through grief or experiencing a tough time at the minute, you've advice for them taking that first step in therapy?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many good resources out there on website and Samaritans or whatever one's down south, Pieta House. There's so much good, like, actual professional people out there to get help. So it's always good to just take that first jump. The first jump is always the hard one. So it's always worth it, though.
Yeah, fair play. Well, Garamagata Shinarachuma. We need to talk about the 12-minute short film that comes with this, because we know now that Kneecap are Hollywood famous. You know, you're rubbing shoulders with all the who's who's. Liam Cunningham, Deirdre O'Kane, talk to us about the film. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, they smashed it. It was them just put the idea. Like, we had an idea for a music video, but we had, I think, the long form idea the director came up with kind of described the song a lot better. And it's such a sensitive subject. We kind of didn't want to just put out a music video over the song. We wanted to kind of give it some space to explain the story and whatever, and let people, you know, I suppose it's an emotional song. So I think the long form version of the music video lets people process the subject a bit more.
The Irish funeral is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something that we were touching on, like, just the fact that, you know, in one way we've done it, we kind of do handle death quite well. So it's just trying to extend that, you know, that feeling of death into this type of death, and hopefully that we can be compassionate and understand it a bit more.
And even the whole, the title being An Irish Goodbye, that idea of slipping away without a fuss.
Yeah, everyone's class, and Liam and Deirdre and everybody was so good in it. So we're really so happy, and I got so many nice messages of people just thanking us and everyone in the video for giving them an opportunity to reflect, I suppose.
Yeah, class. And Camir, are your Kneecap's days on the silver screen over? Could there be another Kneecap movie?
I don't know. Wouldn't want to ruin the first one, but maybe, I don't know, maybe turn it into a franchise, like Kneecap 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, like Fast and Furious.
Yeah, who's going to be the next James Bond? Like, you'll have to be replacing
DJ,
characters.
DJ Provy, surely.
Anna Farfad. I guess, talk show Alvor, Igtacht. You're headlining altogether now. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, it's class. It's such, I think that's one of my favorite festivals. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's hard to process, but it's really cool just to be able to have this opportunity and have the Irish language and the crack and the culture and the politics all blended in, and to have an opportunity in the main stage. And, like, we've seen it, that EP last year, which was a class gig, and that was at 3 o'clock. So I think this year, all together now, with a later slot, it'll be even better.
Yeah, oh my God, I'm buzzing. It's going to be unreal. So can you give us any little spoilers? Come on, Cadathomadic Soulish. Like, should we come packed, prepared with anything? What can we expect?
Come prepared. I think we're going to have, obviously, a whole new set with, like, the new tunes and new lights and stage and everything. So I think it's going to be a whole new show. So I think come very hydrated.
Any in a specialty?
Oh, Bidgeray. Nee. I can't say before, but the couple of Intason.
Okay, Begla Fekal, Iksula Morlesh. Right, well, Thomas Bugna Creeknahe, just the raw, I suppose. Well, to Iksula Ain Rutherle, you've done so much as Kneecap, as the band, like Argyol Shiv, you know, whether it's music, politics. Is there anything that Kneecap haven't done yet?
I don't know. Oh, maybe like a children's book, maybe, or something. I don't know, something different. Or maybe like a seaweed face mask. I don't know. I'll see.
Track of the week this week. It's Irish Goodbye. Mowgli Bapker, Míle Maith Agat.
Go on, go slam. Louise Kentelan on Today FM.